So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hamafkid Chavis Leitzach Averoi, Vela Yichdu Lo Baila Mokim, Vetilt Lo Benishdabra. If someone deposited a barrel with his friend for safeguarding, but did not designate a location for it, and the Shomer took the barrel and it broke, the Shomer is liable to pay only if the following two conditions were met. Imitech Yodoi Nishbira. The barrel broke while the Shomer was holding it, and Litzar Choy Chayev. The Shomer took the barrel for his own benefit. Only then is he liable. However, Litzarcha Potter. If he took the barrel for its benefit to protect it and store it in a more secure location, he's not liable. Or Imishanicha Nishbira Bein Litzarcha Potter. If the barrel broke after the Shomer put it down, he's not liable to pay regardless of whether it was for his or for the barrel's benefit. The Mishnah continues, Yichdu lo habayla mokim v'tilt lo v'nishbira. If the owner did designate a location for his barrel, and the Shomer took the barrel and it broke, bein mitoich yadoi ubein mishenicha, regardless of whether the barrel broke while the Shomer was holding it or after he put it down, it depends on the following. Litzarcha ichayef. If the Shomer took the barrel for his own benefit, he's liable to pay. Litzarcha pater. If he took it for the barrel's benefit, he's not liable to pay. The Gemara proceeds to explain the Mishnah. If it was Litzarcha, the Shomer is always pater, regardless of whether the owner was Yichud Le'Mokum or not, and regardless of whether it broke Mitech Yadoi or Meshenicha, because he did not intend to steal the barrel, and the Shomer Chinam is not liable for Eintz in an accident. If it was Litzarcha, and the Hezek occurred Mitech Yadoi, the Shomer is Chayev, regardless of whether the owner was Yichud Le'Mokum or not, because as Rashi later explains, Medishakle Kamli Bershusei, when the Shomer took the barrel for his own benefit, he became a goslin and liable for all damages to the item from when he took it until he returns it to its place. However, if it was Litzarchai and the Hezek occurred Mishenicha, there is a distinction in that in the Reisha, Lo Yichud Le'Mokim Pater, while in the Seifa, Yichud Le'Mokim Chayev. The Gemara offers two approaches for the distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa. Rabbi Yechlin says, Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, Seifa Rabbi Kiva. The Reisha and Seifa are actually the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva in the following Braisa. Hagoinev Tle Mena Eder, Veselem Mena Kis. If a person stole a sheep from its flock or a coin from someone's purse, Lamokim Shagonav Yachsa Div Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds, Loi Be'inan Das Bailam. A Ganav may return the item to its place without notifying the owner of its return. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, Tzorch Das Bailam. The Ganav must notify the owner of its return. Accordingly, in our Mishnah, the Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel, and regardless of whether it was Yichud Le'Mokum or not, Mishehenicha Litzarchai Pater, because Le'bin and Das Bailam, as Rashi explains, Mishehzira Hareyu B'Shus HaBailam Kevetchila. When the Shomer puts down the barrel without notifying the owner, Hashavahu, the barrel is considered returned to the owner's jurisdiction, and he reverts to the status of a Shomer Chinam, who is Pater Ma'insin. While the Seifa is Rabbi Kiva, and regardless of whether it was Yichud Le'Mokum or not, Mishehenicha Litzarchai Chayev, because Be'inan Das Bailam. When the Shomer puts down the barrel without notifying the owner, Lav HaShavahu, the barrel is not considered returned to the owner's jurisdiction, and the Shomer remains a goslin who is Chayev Ba'insin. Or, Kula Rabbi Shmuel Hi, both the Reisha and Seifa are Rabbi Shmuel, and in the Reisha were Lo Yichud Le'Mokum Mishehenicha Litzarchai Pater, because Shehenicha B'Mekayma. Wherever the Shomer puts down the barrel, it is considered in its original place, because the barrel did not have a designated location. Therefore, Hashavahu and Shemachinah Patim Ainsin. While in the Seifa of Yichud Le'Mokum, Mishenicha Litzarchai Chayev, because Shenicha B'Mokum She'ein Mekayma. The Shomer put the barrel in a place that was not its designated location. Therefore, Lav Hashavahu and Gazlan Chayev Ainsin. The Gemara now elaborates on the reasoning that regarding Tiltalo Litzarchai, the Shomer is liable for the barrel until he makes a proper hashava. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba says, Shenotla amanas legoizla. The Shomer took the barrel with the intention to steal it, and chayev ba'insin because it became a goslin. However, if his intention was not to steal it, but rather l'shloich ba'yad, to take some wine from the barrel, he does not become a goslin through shlichas yad, because he holds shlichas yad tzricha chisaron. A Shomer is liable for shlichas yad only if he actually took from the item or used it. While here he only intended to take wine, but he did not actually do so. Rav Nosson Bar Abba says, Shenot la manas l'shleich b'yad. Even if the Shomer did not intend to steal it, but rather he intended to take some wine, chayev ba'insin, and he does become a gazan through shlichas yad because he holds shlichas yad in its tzricha chesaron. A shomer is liable for shlichas yad through his mere intention to use the item, even if he did not actually do so. Rav Sheshe says, kegoyin sheteltelo lehevi aleha goizalis, the shomer did not intend to steal or take from the barrel, but rather he moved the barrel to climb onto it to reach a bird's nest. And he's chayav ba'ainsim because he holds shoyel shlemedas gazan hava. One who borrows someone else's item without permission becomes a gazlan and is liable for all damages. The Gemara proceeds that Rav and Levi also disagree in this machlokes. Rav holds shlichas yad tzricha chesaron, while Levi holds shlichas yad eina tzricha chesaron. And the Gemara offers two explanations for this machlokes. Rabbi Yechanan explains as follows. The Torah mentions shlichas yad twice. Once in the pasuk of Isher Mechina, a voluntary guardian, which states, "V'nikrav balabaisa elo lekim, im loy sholach yodai b'meleches re'eyu." The Isher Mechina is exempt from Geneva v'aveda if the Bekadon was stolen or lost, and certainly from Einzin if the Bekadon broke accidentally, only if he did not handle the item. This implies, however, ha'sholach yodai chayiv. If the Isher Mechina did handle the item, he's liable for all damages. And a second time, in the pasuk of Hashem Sachar, a paid guardian, that states, Shavuos Hashem tiyeh bein shneim, im lo yisholach yodai b'meleches re'ehu. The Hashem Sachar is exempt from einzin only if he did not handle the item. This implies, however, Hashalach yodai chayiv. Levi holds, lo yitomer shlichas yad b'Hashem Sachar b'teisim b'Hashem Mechina. The pasuk of shlichas yad regarding Hashem Sachar is superfluous because we can derive it through a kavo chaymer from Hashem Mechina as follows. Uma Hashem Mechinim shepata b'gineiv v'aveda. Shalach b'yad chayiv, Shemesachar shechayiv b'gineiv v'aveda le'kal shekin. A Shemechinim who is more kill, lenient, than the Shemesachar, and that he's exempt from gineiv v'aveda, and even so he's liable for shlichas yad. A Shemesachar who is chamer, stringent, and that he is liable for gineiv v'aveda, is certainly liable for shlichas yad. L'may helchasa kasvin rachmona, why then did the pasuk mention shlichas yad regarding Shemesachar? It must be to teach shlichas yad in a tzricha chesaron. While Rav holds that the pasuk is needed to teach shlichas yad regarding shem esacher, and it is not superfluous, because the kavochemer can be negated in that mal shem echinam shekem esham tashlumi kefil b'tayin tanas ganav. A shem echinam is more chomer than the shem esacher in that he pays kefil for a tanas ganav and a shvua, while a shem esacher pays only karen but not kefil. Rav explains the machlokes as follows: Lo yitomer shlichas yad lo b'shem echinam v'lo b'shem esacher b'teisim mishayel. Both Pesukim are superfluous, because we can derive both Shem Mechinim and Shem Mesachar through a Kavochemer from Shoyel, a borrower, as follows. Uma Shoyel, Dildaz Bayam Ka'ovid, Shalach Bayad Chayiv, Shem Mechinim and Shem Mesachar, like Kolshikin? If a Shoyel who uses the item with the owner's permission is Chayiv Ba'inzin, then a Shem Mechinim and Shem Mesachar, who are Shaylech Yad and used it without the owner's permission, are certainly Chayiv Ba'inzin. Therefore, Levi holds, one Pasuk comes to teach Shlichas Yad Bebailim Chayiv. If the Shem Mechinim or Shem Mesachar used the item while he worked for the owner, he's chayiv ba'inzin, even though regarding Shel b'bailam pater. If a Shel used the item while he worked for the owner, he is pater. And the second pasuk comes to teach, shlichas yad in tzricha chesaron. While Rav holds, the second pasuk of shlichas yad is needed to teach the halacha of toyin tainas ganav b'shvua. If a Shem Mechinim claimed that the Bekadon was stolen, and it was then discovered that he actually stole it, he pays kefil, double its value to the owner, only if he also made a shvua for his claim. But he does not pay kefil if he did not make a shvua, because nemer shlichas yad lamata, v'nemer shlichas yad lamala. There is a gzeir shava from Shem Mesachar to Shem Mechinim through the word shlichas yad. Malahan l'shvua, afkan l'shvua. Just as regarding Shem Mesachar, the pasuk mentions shvuas Hashem tiyeh bin shneim, so too regarding Shem Mechinim, the pasuk refers to a shvua.